Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we're visiting with Philip Patrick, a precious metal specialist, to see how you and I can best be prepared to deal with inflation now and in the future. We're just a few weeks away from our next Prophecy in the News Live event, August 16th and 17th at Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Come hear the latest One World update, examine biblical artifacts from Israel, and learn about the earth before the flood. You'll learn how to have victory in the invisible war on the saints and discover the truth behind the secret societies. Speakers include Dr. Larry Spargimino, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Greg Patton, and Clayton Van Hus. Tickets are free, but seating is limited, so register today by visiting our website, swrc.com. Click on Events. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, August 16th and 17th in New Prague, Minnesota. Now, inflation has become a real problem for families. All you have to do is visit the grocery store and you see inflation's impact at the checkout. Today, we're visiting with Philip Patrick, a precious metal specialist, to see how you and I can best be prepared to deal with inflation now and in the future. Economic uncertainty is everywhere, and yet the price of gold continues to break records. What about the uncertainty of the political structure around the world? Can that actually affect your personal finances? And the political upheaval here in the United States with the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. What does all of this mean for you, your finances, and your family? To help us sort all of this out, our friend Philip Patrick is back. He's with Birch Gold. He's a precious metals specialist. And we have Philip on the program from time to time to give us his insight, his analysis on what is really going on with all of the chaos around us nowadays, not just here in the United States, but around the world as well. Philip, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's get started with the most obvious thing, and that is the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Folks might be saying, you know, that was horrible, but what does that have to do with my personal finances? How would you respond to that?
I think it's just a reflection of instability, which we're seeing globally. We're seeing it now domestically. And ultimately, it creates shockwaves through the economy. We are seeing a lot of movement in the markets. We have an election year in front of us. That event, I think, is going to have a result on the election itself, or have an impact on the election result itself, I should say. And ultimately, more instability is the last thing that we need at the moment. We're seeing a whole litany of issues. We have inflation domestically here in the United States. We have alarm bells ringing now for recession. To see political instability on the top of that, it's just compounding the problem.
When people, they watch the news, they read the news, they get updates when it comes to domestic politics, you see a real connection, like you were just saying, with that instability, as you put it, and people's personal finances, whether it's their job, whether it is their savings or their structured savings like 401ks and things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And we've seen for a number of years now economic instability, right? We've talked about the inflation that is particularly sticky on the international stage, and this may be one of our biggest issues, and you and I have discussed it before. We're seeing a world running away from the US dollar. And this is really for the first time in my lifetime. All of this is being done when there's political uncertainty at home, right? We have been on large deficit spending, running $2 trillion deficits on an annual basis. This is telling the rest of the world, we really don't have our stuff together domestically. What does that mean for them holding US dollars? It really doesn't bode well.
We look around the world and we see elections taking place. We see a brand new government taking over in Great Britain. We see the European Union continuing to do what they do, and I don't want to say they cause unrest, but they're always in the headlines. How does the election cycles and the election process in places like England and other countries affect our finances here in the United States?
We're seeing big political shifts, and it's because at a global level, people are just suffering, right? We know what's happening in Europe. Look at China's economy. It is struggling. So this is a domestic, this is an international problem. And what that does for us domestically is it limits our options, right? We're already quite limited. Those people that used to be able to sit in cash and ride out recessions, they can't do that in an inflationary climate, right? When we were worried about what was happening domestically in the U.S., we could look at foreign markets to try and bypass recession. But given that this is global in nature, those options have disappeared on us. And, you know, like I said, this isn't just a domestic problem. It's global, but it deepens the issue.
Well, then we come back, you know, here to the United States and here at home domestically, and you see the story that came out a while back about gold prices shattering another record. That's good news, right?
It's very good news for those owning gold. Of course, it is a reflection of troubles brewing in the broader economy, but it's really no surprise, and it kind of ties into what we're talking, right? We're seeing right now the global demand for gold amongst central banks setting records. It did so in 22, 23, and the first quarter of 24. We're waiting for Q2 numbers. We suspect it will continue. So what that's telling us is that nations around the world are fed up of holding U.S. dollars, and it's tough to argue with. Right? You know, we're U.S.-centric. We want a world that's run by the United States. But if I was a foreign country holding dollars, watching the administration printing money like it's going out of fashion and devaluing the dollars that I'm holding, I'm going to start to look for an alternative. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. And on the back of that, we've seen gold now overtake the euro as the number two reserve asset. And that is a reflection not of countries selling euros, but of selling dollars and buying gold. What applies to the big guys, it applies to us just at a smaller level.
We're visiting with Philip Patrick today. He is a precious metal specialist with Birch Gold. Philip, what about interest rates? Is that something we need to be keeping an eye on?
It's something we need to be keeping a close eye on. And the Federal Reserve, obviously, they're in charge of raising and lowering interest rates. And they have a very tough job in front of them, right? You know, at the end of last year, the Fed knew we had an election year in 2024, and they were, even though they're not supposed to, they were starting to get political, suggesting as many as 3 interest rate cuts this year. Now, on the back of that, we saw inflation reports come out looking really poor. So the Fed started to backtrack. However, more recently, they're looking at the unemployment data, which, by the way, was terrible, right? Unemployment numbers are surging. They're at the highest level now since November of 2021. But what this is signs of a cooling economy, right? Now, the Fed have said over and over again that they're data dependent and they're going to cut and raise interest rates based on the data, but they didn't specify which data. So the concern now is that they're going to use these low employment numbers as a catalyst to cut interest rates. And there's something called a Federal Reserve dot plot, whereby Federal Reserve bank chairs predict how many interest rate cuts. Right now, they're predicting a quarter point cut at some point this year. But the big concern with that is it may be too soon. If we look at what happened in Canada, I think it served as a very good example. They had inflation. Central bank was raising rates to bring it down. It got to about 2.2%, so very close to their 2% target. The Bank of Canada cut a quarter point. The next report came in at 3.8. I fear we risk doing the same thing here in the United States, calling job done too soon. So it's a tough position that the Fed are in. I think they'll cut, but I think that could compound the inflation problem longer term.
In no way are we being political. We're just looking at the headlines that are around us. It's really confusing. It can be really confusing, I should say, to know what's really going on. I've seen reports and articles inflation isn't really that high. And I just kind of chuckle because I'm like, well, that's funny because the last time my family went to the grocery store, it was. Last time we don't go out to eat as often. Why? Because it's so expensive. When you go to the restaurants now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I noticed it the last time we went out to eat as a family, but the restaurant is not full. They have a lot of empty tables in there. Well, why is that? Well, it's not because of inflation. Sure it is. It's because we don't have the same buying power with the same amount of money that we had before. I mean, that's just common observation, right?
It is common observation. I think that's been the pet peeve for a lot of people about this administration. We're basically being told not to believe our lying eyes. And the thing is, I think it's backfiring on the administration, and it has done on a number of occasions. But the reality is Americans know it. We feel it because we live it, right? And we're going to the grocery store and we're feeling home prices. We're filling up our car and we're feeling higher prices. And on the back of that, look at things like credit card debt, over $1.2 trillion. People are getting into debt today, taking payday loans to buy groceries, right? That is how bad it's getting here in the United States. So yes, we're being told one thing, but our reality is very different. And I'll say something else. Even the headline inflation number, right? The government say it's 3.3%, right? That doesn't feel like our reality either. And it doesn't because it isn't, right? Since the 70s, well, throughout the 80s and 90s, I should say, the Fed started changing the inflation metric. They were motivated to drive it down. If we calculated inflation in the same way that we did in the 80s, it would be double digits today. That is our reality. So you and I know it, as does everyone else, despite what we get rammed down our throats seemingly on a daily basis.
And of course, when it comes to national economic policy, state economic policy, a lot of that is determined by our upcoming election season that's going to take place here in a couple months. But what about on a individualized basis or a family basis that are the folks that are listening to the program right now and they're like, look, I got to go buy groceries. I got to put gas in the car. And, you know, whoever wins whatever election, that's not going to have an immediate enough effect on my wallet, my pocketbook, my family budget. What should we do? What's the plan? What should we be looking at?
Well, first of all, I agree with that sentiment. Listen, this is a very important election. There is no question about it, right? And we know, I'm not going to sort of talk politics here, but I can say this. We know what another 4 years of this administration means, and it means significant deficit spending at a time when we really can't afford to do it. So it's an important election, but no matter who wins, right, we have a very tough storm to weather. If we talk about Trump, for example, look at his economic opening up gas pipelines, right? Becoming not only energy independent, but supplying energy to the world. He's talking about bringing back manufacturing here to the United States. These are all very important policies, but they take half a decade to a decade to manifest. So no matter who wins, we have a tough storm to weather. But of course, it is an important election because we need to change the trajectory. That being said, I think individuals need to now start thinking about how to protect and preserve assets in climates like this. And we've talked about a lot of the problems, inflation, dollar devaluation, recession. These things are killers for people sitting in cash or sitting exposed. But these same problems all drive gold and silver up. I mentioned before that central banks have been buying more gold than any other years in history. And it's for the same reason that we need to. They're holding dollars. They're seeing the buying power of those dollars reduce. So they're replacing those dollars with gold because gold goes up when inflation rises, when the dollar goes down, and when recessions happen. It is a way to grow assets during tough times. And we have tough times in front.
Let's talk about how to grow those assets that are recession-proof. And that's something that you all deal with every single day at Birch Gold. And I know for a fact that we've had quite a number of our listeners over the last few months that have taken advantage of the free info kit on gold that Birch Gold has prepared for Watchmen on the Wall listeners. When folks get that kit, the ones that have gotten it, and hopefully the ones that will sign up and get it today, It is full, absolutely full, of information, education, and really the details that you need to be able to safeguard your finances, whether it's your IRA or your 401k. This information kit really helps people get prepared to do that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is an information kit not only on how to invest in gold, whether it's through an IRA or cash in the bank, but also why. I had a lot of the history, how we got to where we are today, why gold helps to protect in climates like this. So it's a very good place for people to start. It'll help build up a basic foundation of knowledge. And from there, they're going to have access to a lot of people like myself, precious metal specialists that are there to sort of hold people's hands, walk them through the process, and make sure that everything is understood. So it's very simple to get the information. I think they call 800-422-3388 or go to birchgold.com/SWRC. And that will get them access to a lot of good information on how to invest in precious metals.
Let's talk a little bit about timeline. So people, they call or they go to the website birchgold.com/SWRC. And they get the free information kit, they do their research, their homework, and they decide, you know what, this is for me, this is for my family. What kind of timeline are we looking at before they can have that security, before they can really know that their finances are secure?
We move very swiftly. Obviously, the timeline is dictated by the customer. There's never any pressure. But once the customer's at a point that they say, look, we're comfortable, we're ready to proceed, and we have a plan in mind, at that point, we can do the rest. So if we're rolling over any portion of an IRA, we have an IRA department that are there to fill out the paperwork, contact the custodian, and get everything moving. Depending on who that custodian is, usually takes about 3 to 5 days to complete that process. For those with cash in a bank account, that's losing to inflation, they can give us a call. We can transact immediately within a day, ship precious metals directly to their door or to a secure facility where it will be held fully insured. So we can move swiftly. Like I said, once the customer is confident, comfortable, and ready, we move immediately at that.
And we've talked about it before, and what I appreciate is that it really starts as an educational process, and you've spoken about that before in the past. The first step is to be informed. The first step is to be fully educated on what is available, what the options are, and what is there for folks and their families. And the first step is really to get that information kit. The phone number is 1-800-422-3388. People talk about the economic storm that is coming. I think Philip might say the economic storm is here, and you need to be informed. You need to have those options available to you to secure your savings and to protect your family from a financial standpoint. Let me give that number again. It's 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. Or you can just log on the special website for our listeners, which is birchgold.com/SWRC. birchgold.com/SWRC. All right, I've got a question for you. Which is better, gold or silver? Because I have people that argue with me about this, but which is better, gold or silver?
Such a tough question. And the answer is it depends for who. So gold will be the more defensive of the two. It's the most direct hedge on currency, on the dollar. And I would say it's the asset of the two that is geared more towards a preservation of wealth and buying power than it is more aggressive growth. So if I'm speaking to somebody who's very defensive, looking to preserve buying power, generally they tend to be gold heavy. Now, silver, very attractive, but for very different reasons. It's heavily undervalued relative to gold. Industrial demand for silver is growing. Things like solar technology and electric cars use it. And supply is shrinking. We're consuming more silver annually than we can mine. Silver on paper is cheap prices, rising demand, and a shrinking supply. It's that longer-term growth play. for a lot of our customers, it tends to be a blend of the two, gold for preservation, silver for growth. But anyone that says one or the other is better blanket, I think misunderstands, because it all depends about on the strategy and what the individual is trying to achieve. And that's a big part of what we do, is we talk customers through pros and cons of different options and help to craft a portfolio of physical metals that do exactly what the customer is trying to achieve.
We're talking with Philip Patrick today. He is a precious metal specialist over at Birch Gold. They have a free information kit available for the Watchman on the Wall listener today. And that's really what it is. You might say, why would I go online and get this free kit? Or why would I call this number and get the free information? Well, just because of that, just to be prepared. We talk a lot on the program about being prepared for what is here and what is coming. And you can do that when you get this free information kit. It's birchgold.com/SWRC, or you just call their special number 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. As we get closer into election season, Philip, this is a time that a lot of people start to get anxious. A lot of people start to really wonder, what is the future going to be when it comes to whether it's the president or Congress or the Senate or their local races. But again, as we started our segment today, those elections can have positive and negative consequences to when it comes to your personal finances. How can folks properly be prepared for whatever the election outcome is in a couple of months?
Look, we've talked a lot about uncertainty, right? And the reality is nobody has a crystal ball and nobody knows exactly which way this thing's going to pan out. Elections are certainly important in terms of the trajectory that they put us on. But given that we do have so much uncertainty, look, we talk about a world de-dollarizing, right? These are countries around the world who are running away from the US dollar. The result of the election is not going to change that. Countries like Russia, China, Iran, these are dictatorships who are thinking long into the future. They know whether Trump wins or Biden wins, they've got 4 years in power, and the next person to get in is an unknown. So these guys are planning for long after the 24 and 28 elections. So I think these policies are in effect, and I think no matter who gets into power, you know, we can't stop that. But outside of that uncertainty, the fact that we don't know the future is in on itself a reason to hedge. And that's the idea with metals. It's not to sell everything you have and put everything you have into metals and that's it. It's about making sure that you have portions, we have portions of our portfolio that can grow during tough times, right? And that's what gold and silver do. They are inversely correlated to things like the markets and the value of the dollar. So if in one side of one's portfolio, we have exposure to the dollar, cash, that's great, right? But it's important to have metals in parallel. And that way, if we do get hit and one side of the portfolio starts to come down, that same climate will drive gold and silver up. So at the very least, losses on one side can be mitigated by growth on the other. When there is uncertainty, it is a reason in on itself to hedge one's exposure. And I haven't seen a more uncertain climate than the one we have today.
Well, I want, again, to really encourage folks to get this free information kit. And once you go through it, be sure to reach out to the folks at Birch Gold and ask questions. Ask lots of questions, because that's what they're there for. Folks like Philip are there to answer your questions and to help give you that information that you need. So one more time, let me encourage you to pick up your free gold information kit specifically designed for our Watchman on the Wall listeners. Simply call 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. Or you can just go to the website birchgold.com/SWRC. And again, that's birchgold.com/SWRC. Philip Patrick, precious metal specialist for Birch Gold, has been our guest today, keeping us informed and, I think, encouraged about financial future for the individual and the families that are listening to Watchmen on the Wall today. Philip, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Friends, be prepared and make sure you have the information to fight the rising costs due to inflation. Request your free information kit today when you visit birchgold.com/SWRC. That's birchgold.com/SWRC. You can also call and request your free information kit at this special number, 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. We're just a few weeks away from our next Prophecy in the News Live event, August 16th and 17th at Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Come hear the latest One World update, examine biblical artifacts from Israel, and learn about the earth before the flood. You'll learn how to have victory in the invisible war on the saints and discover the truth behind the secret societies. Speakers include Dr. Larry Spargimino, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Greg Patton, and Clayton Van Hus. Tickets are free, but seating is limited. So register today by visiting our website, swrc.com. Click on events. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, August 16th and 17th in New Prague, Minnesota. I want to encourage you to visit the Resource Center on our website, swrc.com. There you'll find over 1,000 books and DVDs by the nation's top teachers, Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and the latest archaeology and apologetics are all found at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. The latest resources from Billy Crone, Lonnie Shipman, Micah Van Hus, and Josh Davis are all found at swrc.com. And available for the very first time, the entire Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference. All 12 speakers, 20 total presentations, one complete DVD set. Topics include secret societies, invisible war on the saints, Jewish roots of Christianity, the earth as it was, unveiling the Antichrist, One World Update, and much more. Included in this complete set is Jonathan Kahn's special presentation on the Josiah Manifesto. Order the complete Columbus Conference DVD set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Donald Perkins will continue his study of the book of Revelation. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.